times, cuz. This is 2006.
Oh, yeah, I am, too. I'm a creature of the previous millennium. I'm not into this.
No, you're poor as the alien.
Marcus, I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple of mice in there.
Yeah, my Commodore was faster than that.
Nice, you got that right, Rich.
MBA4ST, sir. I got Marcus started on the Commodore way back yonder years ago.
Played a little bit of everything, and I called him. I said, "Hey man, you can come get this thing because we gotta do something else." He said, "All right, what do I want with it? Let me give it away."
Hey man, me and Marcus were sending email on the internet before the internet was cool.
You mean before Al Gore invented it?
Probably.
We were doing it on packet, running it up in Chesapeake, Virginia, and bringing it back down.
And we sent email years ago, way before the internet thing got cranked up good.
What kind of storage you have on that, Marcus? Tape drive?
No, we were, what you talking about?
You had a 5 1/4 floppy.
Yeah.
Big old black floppy thing. See, we tie into the TCP/IP network, and you could send email anywhere in the world.
As long as it didn't get knocked off.
That's right. Didn't even have an internet connection in the house. What I'm talking about is all being done by radio. And you can still do it that way.
I bet that node is still running up there.
Oh, it's still running. I do it every on my network. We've got a half a dozen nodes that'll do that kind of thing. I've got Bob in there down yonder. He'll come up through that boy up there in Canada. From his computer down yonder, he'll get that boy up there in Canada, and he'll come down here and connect to me on all that. Him up yonder on his computer.
CP wasn't too sweet radio.
Yeah, I'm back on the late show. I tried this MC80 on. How's it sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds good. You just a speck tad off frequency.
For what now?
Just a speck off frequency.
Why?
That's good to hear. Jerry,
you might have to come down, and I ain't gonna swear to it.
How's that right there, Marcus?
Say what, you boys got better ears than that.
Okay, do it again, Jerry.
Okay, how's that right there? Okay, that's a bad thing about this.
That's pretty close.
That's close enough, Jerry, don't worry about it.
What? That was close.
Jerry. Dude, you know what them boys said back yonder years ago, get your next penny nail and drive to the VFO, you good to go.
Yeah, okay, I gotta say, I need to put the other zero on this radio, and I haven't done it yet. That's where I need to go, Tom.
Yeah, give us a stream, Jerry.
You're about 50 cycles low. You need, where I got you is about 50 cycles high. So you need to bring it up a little bit.
Did that help any other losses?
Talk for a little bit longer, Jerry.
Oh, okay. I just, this is an Alenco DX70. And I need to put the other zero on it. I know I'm on 19, but that's all I know.
Okay, Jerry, I'm sitting on 39.19.050. So you're 50 cycles off. You're 50 cycles off, that's all.
I got him 030, so somewhere in there.
Where you got him at, Rick?
Okay, I don't know where that helicopter is right there, Rick. Anyhow, 12345.
Radios.
Well, thank goodness he's not on a swan. You ever talk to somebody on one of them?
Well, it depends on, you know, what kind of swan you got. Some of them are quite stable, some of them ain't.
Never run across one that was stable yet.
Absolutely, man. Real stable. Hey, please, by the way, you take the top off of this Lenko and take the top off of my TSP. And you can't tell which one's which.
Yeah, I know. There's a pretty similar probably same company making them. Or at least there was at that time. I don't know. Is the Lenko still in business?
Yeah, they're still selling them. Well, you know, the Chinese labor. The Chinese labor is cheaper than the Japanese labor.
Roger that.
Okay, Jerry, to me you sound exactly perfect then.
I ain't got
a thing that's locked in. Well, Dave, back in the earlier days, before they had PCXOs, frequency stabilizers, most of the radios out there did drift. 99% of them out there did drift around, and you had to keep a finger on your VFO.
Yeah, QSL. I've got an old tube receiver upstairs in the attic, and you had to keep that thing tuned all the time. It did go all over the place, and it needed like 45-minute warm-up before you even want to start on it.
You could have done things to it. You could have made modifications on it to make it more stable, you know, but back during its day, you know, it was state of the art back during, you know, back at the time it was made.
Well, not even that. It's an old Night Kit Star Roamer receiver, and it never was very good.
You got a conversion, you know.
What'd you say? I double with you.
That's a super regenerative.
No, not quite that bad, but it's single conversion.
Yeah, Roger. That thing's probably worth $50 or $75 today, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It was probably worth that when I bought it, but I don't think it's worth that.
Well, you know that little radio that Herman put together, that kit, believe it or not, that sucker's got one of the hottest receivers in it there is, and it is single conversion.
Well, what kind was it, boy?
Oh, God, that little, what is it, I can see the radio. What is an aircraft?
Oh, man, it was like the hottest firecraft. Well, single conversion, that's the way to go if you got the selectivity.
Yep.
If you got a band knob and a band thread on there like it's got, you don't even know what the fuck going on. I mean, shoot, you could be listening to one of the images, you could be listening to one of the harmonics, you don't know what the heck's going on with that thing.
The single conversion, though, I'm not gonna get into electronics this morning, but anyhow, you'll say that more about it. But Night Kit wasn't that bad of equipment. Yeah, I don't know about some of those kits. I had a few of their super regenerative receivers and everything, and they wasn't hitting on much, but. That's for like somebody getting interested in the hobby, learning electronics, basically, that's what it was about.
Oh, yeah. It had one IF and no IF amplification. That'll give you an idea.
Yeah, you had to have a big antenna for those.
That's pretty sensitive. I built an amplifier for it, a free amp, you know, and that's the That was unintentionally oscillated. It had so daggone much gain on there. I had two BA6s, one right after the other, and I calculated the gain something like 10,000. I cranked it up all the way, and I'm telling you, it could hear a mouse cut cheese on the other side of the earth.
He had a couple of six BA6s.
Yeah, I had two on the series. And good Lord, is that some amplification.
Yeah, but it ain't got a lot of selectivity, though.
No, it didn't. It sure didn't. Like I said, thanks for joining the same old conversion. Well, this Mark V, this baby's triple conversion. I don't hear any images at all. I mean, it's totally blocking out. I guess there's at least 60 dBs down. All images are at least 60 dBs down. Doing, buddy?
Well, it's getting there up a little. It's getting there. It's getting better. And, it's getting well. At least I think it is.
Well, if you walk on it and put some weight on it and so on and so forth, does it still come back and give you some trouble or what?
A little. Just a little, but not like it was. It's getting better little by little. It's just one of them injuries. It takes a while to get over it. Hey, hey. Well, I'm going to sit here and yawn a while and probably get out of here and get me some sleep for a little while. But, it turns red a little bit. It turns red. It turns blue and red at times if I use it a whole lot. But not like it did. And it's getting better.
Okay, good deal. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking to you all. I won't name the names because I forgot who's on. I can't remember. My memory's getting so bad. I need a computer to keep track of everything. But I'm going to wish you all 73s, and hope to catch you all later. And it's been a pleasure. This is K3DOS, and I'm heading that away. 73, gentlemen.
All right, have a good night, Dave.
Yeah.
Take care of a good one.
5989,
W84 SGC. Man, do you still want that wattmeter power on Monday? I'm still on the gonna do list. You still want one of them?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. When was it you told me you actually ordered the or sent off for the Christmas?
The past Monday.
Oh, shoot, be on the habit. Pretty soon.
Yeah, it should be here this week.
You will see that there is a big difference here.
Okay.
You still using your clear speech speakers there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm using it on this Minko right now.